Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name's Matthew Kidman, and today we're going to get boring, but at the same time, we're going to get rich. Small companies that are doing very well, but don't sound interesting. Talk about that, Chris Stott from 1851 Capital and Gary Rollo from Montgomery Investment Management. Gary, it's been around forever, been a super stock, ARB, buy, hold, or sell.
ARB is a sell for us. Look, it's super high quality. Whenever you mention quality in small caps, ARB jumps into mind. So, you know, it's a Premier League type stock. The problem is opportunity at 19 times EBITDA and a business model that's capable of delivering, you know, mid-single digits type returns, type growth, you're paying a lot for that quality. So, you know, Liverpool type quality, but Tranmere Rovers type opportunity. So pass that one on.
Chris, while we're in lockdown and COVID, nothing better than ripping off the old bumper bar and putting on a new one, a few floodlights. ARB, buy, hold or sell.
Buy, Matthew. So one of the strongest results we saw at reporting season, they called out a record order book in the company's history. They're actually struggling to keep up with demand at the moment. So they're out of their Thailand facility and also Kilsyth in Melbourne. So really strong balance sheet, great management team, really leveraged to that intrastate travel thematic over the next 6 to 12 months. So buy.
Okay. When you travel, you've got somewhere to stay. Ingenia, accommodation, buy, hold or sell?
Hold for us. So again, well, strong management team. In that lifestyle space, which is a really good thematic over the medium term, but we think the stock's had a really strong performance in more recent times. So hold for now.
We all need a bit of value accommodation. It's a big market. Ingenia, buy, hold or sell?
Ingenia is a buy for us. As Chris identified, that stock has got significant tourism assets, so it's a play on domestic tourism. Hard to find. There's lots of operational leverage when those parks get filled up. As you might imagine, it's all fixed cost. Look, that stock had upgrades of about 12% as a result of those good results that Chris mentioned. The stock hasn't really performed as a result. We think that the stock should do well once the domestic holiday season becomes apparent as a driver for earnings. And this is a great way to play that. So Ingenia is a buy.
Now, Macquarie Telecom, it used to be really boring. Just sell your voice products. Now they build data centers. Buy, hold or sell?
Macquarie Telecom's a buy. This one has got everything for us. The top line over the course of the next 4 or 5 years is going to be driven by the data center earnings power. And that's a great theme. You know, cloud is driving that market. The business can self-fund the data center development, so there's no need for extra capital. The stock's on 12 times EBITDA. You've got a management team that's delivered since it's been listed for about 12 or 13 years. It's a buy.
Okay, you sound like you're falling in love, not picking a stock. Chris, Macquarie Telecom, it's really changed itself over time. It might have been boring, but it's really got investor interest. Buy, hold or sell?
Hold, Matthew. So FY21 for Macquarie Telecom is an investment year. So they're deploying over $140 million of CapEx into a couple of the new data centres at Macquarie Park and down in Canberra. So again, David Tudehope, major shareholder, has done a terrific job with this business over well over a decade and continues to do so. But for now, it's an investment year which will suppress their earnings into the second half of this financial year. So we'd look to review it around that stage. But for now, it's a hold.
Okay. Wake us up from our boredom. What's one stock that looks a bit boring, but it's actually a ripper?
Generation Development Group. Matthew's GDG is the ticker. It's the best microcap opportunity in the market for us right now. So they're in the investment bond space, which is, you know, really good from a tax effective standpoint, particularly for people rolling out a super. Their funds under management sits at $1.4 billion at the moment and growing dramatically, very, very quickly. They grew their fund, you know, substantially through that pandemic period, led by Grant Hackett, We think that it's certainly got a carved out a really good niche and got a really strong balance sheet with 12 mil net cash, so a high propensity to grow. So that's a buy for us.
Gary, got something that can swim as fast as that?
Well, we're going to fly faster. Well, my pick is Alliance Airlines. Alliance Airlines has one of the best management teams in small caps. This is a business model that acquires aviation assets on the cheap, puts them to work in markets where, you know, having low-cost assets really counts. And they have got lots of growth opportunity in what is a chaotic aviation market at the moment. They've recently acquired 14 Embraer aircraft, which they'll put to work inside the business over the course of the next 2 or 3 years. And that should grow their earnings 40, 50, 60% over that period of time. So that stock, good value, great balance sheet, great management, and a great opportunity in the aviation market ahead.
These two guys might look boring, but they're really excited about what they see out there.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.